West Georgia's first news for your Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. A Birmingham-based developer's plans to build a quarry outside of Whitesburg may have hit a snag after the Environmental Protection Division tells the group's attorneys that their permit application is, quote, incomplete. In a letter sent from unit manager Jamie Lancaster to attorneys Shredder, Wheeler, and Flint in Atlanta and obtained by WLBB Radio earlier this week, Lancaster says Carroll County has changed its zoning ordinance as it pertains to the specific property. And he is right. The property in question is zoned for agricultural use. When Green Rock began the development process earlier this year, mining projects fell under that zoning. However, this past August, the Carroll County Board of Commissioners amended their zoning ordinances based on a proposal by Community Development Director Ben Skipper, moving mining into industrial. Lancaster's letter does acknowledge the time frame of the zoning changes. However, he does tell Green Rock's attorneys that without a letter from local government stating that Green Rock's proposed quarry would be consistent with the land use in the area, their permit application would be considered incomplete, and no further review will occur until they submit sufficient information showing land use in the area meets the requirements of the Surface Mining Act. Stay tuned. Bond was denied on Wednesday for the 45-year-old Carrollton man who on August the 12th allegedly shot to death his estranged wife outside of Higgins General Hospital in Bremen. It is closing in on 100 days in which Christopher Stone has been in the Harrelson County Jail. Among his charges, murder and cruelty to children. Crystal Nicole Stone was reportedly shot in front of her 15-year-old autistic son from a previous relationship. The victim had previously filed a domestic violence report in Carroll County back in 2019, claiming Stone had choked her and threw her down the stairs, and she had reportedly filed for divorce and was in a legal separation at the time of the shooting. Carroll County Schools this week setting the maximum price they will spend on the new Villarica High School football field, stadium, and parking at $8,525,000. Approximately $8,213,000 for the project is set to come out of East Blost 6 collections, while a little more than $94,000 will come from East Blost 5 collections. The funding from the latter was initially to go towards two new science classrooms in Villarica. However, Monday, school superintendent Scott Cowart said parking seems to be a bigger need at this time. Cowart did say the classrooms are still on a list of potential projects. Meanwhile, school officials announcing plans to name the Villarica High School football field house in honor of a former football coach.
A booster there at Villarica High School, along with several other boosters, had asked the school to consider naming the Villarica High School field house after Mr. Scott Swofford. Coach Swofford, he coached there at Villarica High School back in the mid-80s, was extremely successful, won over 75% of his football games, won a state championship while he was there.
Assistant Superintendent Terry Jones says per school district policy, a committee will be put together to review the request, then present their findings to the school board before the name change would become official. Well, just as in Carroll County, the hand recount of November 3rd presidential election ballots in Harrelson County producing the exact same totals as the computerized count. That, according to Harrelson County Elections Supervisor Vaughn Gable, staff and volunteers reviewing more than 14,000 presidential race ballots after Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger ordered the recount using the paper printouts created under Georgia's new electronic voting system. Elections offices around the state had until midnight Wednesday to complete their own recounts. Georgia election officials are expected to release a report on Thursday on the hand tally of the presidential race, and they have repeatedly said they expect it to affirm Democrat Joe Biden's narrow lead over Republican President Donald Trump. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Also, be sure and like the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.